You have reached Emergency Roadside Assistance. My name is Jasmine. Are you calling me from a safe location?
Yes.
Okay, you're in need of roadside assistance?
Yes. I'm just now hearing that you guys don't have roadside assistance on my thing, like on my policy, and I didn't even know that was an option. So I'm just not wondering why nobody's offering me that. I can understand if you're going to charge me out of pocket, but it's not like I was given a price. It wasn't like she confirmed that she found my account. The first news that I got was, oh, you're going to have to pay. And it was no empathy. It was no concern. So I didn't even know if I had the right department. I told her I had kids. I told her we were cold. We needed either a jump or a tow. I'm not sure, but I would just take it for what it is. Like, I'm trying to get out the cold.
Okay, so you already called
me. She never apologized or anything. I'm just not even sure. It was, like, real customer service. At this point, I thought I was at Burger King or something. But I'm just trying to see why I have to pay out of pocket. Or can I be offered services for roadside assistance in the future? Like, I wasn't even told that either. So I asked to speak to a supervisor. It's not a big deal that people not personable, but I personally don't like to spend my money with somebody who don't actually care. It just seemed like I was just going through the motions. I would have to ask her questions, and she would say she didn't know the answer, or I would be waiting for a long time. I had to repeat to her my policy number like 4 times. So.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I do apologize for that. It is Mrs. Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. All right, you can go ahead with that policy number, please.
Okay, hold on. I didn't know I was going to have to go through it again.
I mean, I do have it. Let me repeat it back to you. You did say it
hold
was...
on. Let me get it now.
Okay.
Just making sure. But I got it. Okay. I'm ready.
Oh, it's IT.
Mm-hmm.
OH265051.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, let me try that. Is this your first time ever calling in for roadside?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
My car hasn't gave me no problems at all. It seemed like it's needing some charge. My battery does. A jump, basically.
Okay.
Jackie, be careful, Spider Girl.
All right, ma'am. Do you know your producer code and your plan letter?
The producer's code.
Yeah.
That's what she said it was? Because I thought somebody asked me that too, and I'm like, I don't see that on the card.
You don't see it? Okay, that's fine. Give me one moment then. Just bear with me. I'm gonna look for other ways to try to pull up this policy.
Okay. Come here. You want to sit with me and then you can play on my phone. I'm on the phone with them. Trying to.
Did we have a peanut butter sandwich?
All right, ma'am. Tim, the address on your policy.
269 Elgin, Elgin Avenue, AVE, Toledo, Ohio, 43605.
And what's the year, make, and model of the disabled vehicle?
It's a Isuzu 2004 Ascender.
What's the model?
Isuzu. ISUSU or something like that. Yeah. Let me get to that.
Yeah, not to make the model of it. You said, what was it?
Ascender.
Ascender.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And what's the color of it?
Navy blue. I mean, just blue.
Okay. Your first name is Charity, or is it supposed to be Charity?
Charity, Charity.
Okay, I figured.
They spelled it wrong?
Yeah, she accidentally spelled it wrong.
Oh, Lord. That's what I said. I didn't think me and her had. I don't know what that was. I repeated things more than one time with the abbreviation or whatever. Don't rip it. Come on, let's have a hand toss. Jackie, stop doing that. I don't care.
You never lived in Iowa, did it?
No.
Okay, yeah, that's a whole nother policy. Let me ask you this. When you look on your insurance card, is it showing up that 269 Elgin Avenue?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
You need to get up from drinking that juice like that.
Okay, yes, ma'am. It is showing that if you choose to proceed, you will have to pay out of pocket for it. I'm not sure what's going on with this policy. That's something you definitely need to talk to your insurance company about. But it does say here that you can get reimbursed if you want to continue. I'm not sure how much it will be. I can get you a quote, though.
But I'm not even going to be able to pay for it right now. I had to pay for it today.
Yes, ma'am. Do you know if anyone is in the office, your insurance?
Probably not because it's Sunday.
No.
And I don't know if they're going to be open tomorrow with it being President's Day. I don't know.
Oh, it surely is President's Day tomorrow, huh? Yeah. What are you trying to get? You said you wanted a jump?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I'm pretty sure like a jump, I just know that it's less than $100 for sure.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how much it is, and I really have to know how much it is before I can even say I can move on. So, but yeah, I need a job.
Okay, you said you want to continue.
I said I would like to possibly continue, but I need to know how much the jump is.
Okay, yeah, I can definitely get you a quote. All right, the reason for the breakdown, I'm guessing your battery died.
Right here.
Yeah.
Okay. Is the vehicle parked in the parking space?
Yes.
And are there other vehicles currently parked around it?
Not right now.
You will be the person with the vehicle and the driver gets there to it?
Yes.
All right, ma'am. You can go ahead with the address to where the vehicle is currently located.
1800 Miami Street, Toledo, Ohio, 436.
What's the zip code?
I don't know, but it's 1800 Miami.
You had the days in?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, ma'am. I do have your map and locator. I'm going to give you a call back on that quote, okay?
I will keep on watching, y'all.
Okay. How long do you think it's going to be for?
It's not going to take me long. Hopefully, the provider I'm finna call now, they give me a quote. They're like,
okay.
Well,
you got to say what you do.
All right.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Thank you.
Bye. You're welcome.
Y'all just check